Now, the rest of the story. There sat Mike in the psychiatrist's office. I said, there sat Mike in the psychiatrist's office. The doctor said, tell me about your father. Well, Mike smiled and shook his head. There was a lot to tell. Since Mike was first born, fatherhood was a complete mystery to his dad. He'd had lots of ideas about child rearing, but most of them were wrong. The psychiatrist nodded. Sometimes children later learn from family members how they were treated as infants. Did Mike hear any such stories about his own early upbringing? And Mike squinted, trying to remember. Oh, yes, he did recall being told that too much had been expected of him at an early age. As a baby, he'd been fed on a strict schedule, had never been picked up and comforted if he cried during the night. He'd been sent to a 9-to-3 nursery school age 2, much too young, and was expected at that same age, age 2, to share his toys with strange children in the park. He had been toilet trained too early. He'd been given rules to obey before he could comprehend them. But then Dad was an absolutist, a very strict, very severe, utterly puritanical father who clung tenaciously to his old-fashioned notions. The psychiatrist thought for a moment and then asked if Mike's dad had ever been affectionate at all toward him. Mike explained that his father was a very reserved man. In all of Mike's years growing up, the two never as much as kissed goodnight. Mike was not permitted to cry in his father's presence. If his father ever found him crying, he would scold the boy as a sissy. And there was another memory, that of a toy train Dad had once bought for Mike, but Dad had become so fascinated with the train set and had tinkered with it so much that little Mike never had an opportunity to play with it himself. Mike's psychoanalysis, which began when he went away to college, lasted 9 years. It took that long for him to put things in perspective. It took that long for him to forgive his father from deep down inside for all that their relationship had lacked. But after Mike finally got it together, he grew determined that youngsters everywhere should have a chance to, well, should have a chance to play with their own train set. And when Mike first came to the Boston Children's Museum, what he found were a lot of stuffed animals in glass cages. Yet as the museum's new director in 1962, Mike broke the glass. He created a happy collage of hands-on displays, wonders that children could come in and see and feel and use and discover for themselves. Interactive exhibits through which youngsters could experience life firsthand. Mike's empathy for children, at least in part, has grown from his own childhood and from his memories of a dad who was too demanding. Of course, Mike's father was at a disadvantage. The progressive Dr. Spock book, Baby and Child Care, was not even written until Mike was 13, so Mike's own father could not have been enlightened by that. Mike's strict, severe, old-fashioned, to the point of puritanical father, for want of Spock-like advice, had to learn about child rearing the hard way. And he did so by experimenting with his own son, Mike. By the way, Mike's dad, Ben, who made so many mistakes, who gave his own son such growing pains, Mike's dad was Dr. Benjamin Spock. And now you know the rest of the story.